Hello everyone, I hope you're doing well. So today we are going to talk about something that connects deeply with how we live, think and communicate. That is the link between language, education and our planet's future. So when we talk about environmental issues, we usually think of things like climate policies, renewable energy and the like. But behind all those efforts lies something important, that is the way we speak and learn about the environment. So education doesn't teach us facts, but it shapes our mindset, our values and our sense of responsibility towards the world around us. So the question is, we may ask a question: how language shapes environmental awareness? And what is the relationship between language and environmental awareness? So the answer is simply that language is not just a tool we use to describe the world, rather language plays an active role in shaping our reality. For example, when we speak of natural resources, it implies that nature exists primarily for our exploitation. On the other hand, when we refer to Earth as our home or describe nature as a living system, so that we're an integral part of it. So, let us move to education. So, what is the link between education and environmental awareness and sustainability? Education represents the foundation where values take root and where we learn to live responsibly in the world. So, sustainability education has three key goals. These are to help students understand how ecosystems function and how human actions impact these delicate systems, and to nurture a sense of moral and emotional responsibility for the planet, and to empower students with the confidence and practical skills to make sustainability choices in their daily lives. So, how to bring sustainability into the classroom? There are various ways, in fact, through which we can bring sustainability into the classroom, like having activities related to creative writing and poetry, or having community projects, or having debates on global issues and the like. So, despite the significant progress that is made, of course, there are still challenges to overcome. These challenges may be related to the language of sustainability, which can be often technical or academic, making it difficult for everyday people to understand, or these issues may be related to curriculum gaps, or may be related to cultural differences and the like. So, as a living example of how language and education can unite to build a culture of sustainability is the Green School that is based or located in Bali. This school is founded in 2008 And its mission is to prepare young people to be green innovators, individuals who not only understand environmental science, but also live in principles every day. So, as we come to the end of the PowerPoint of the presentation, of course, there is an important conclusion. There is true environmental progress doesn't begin with technology, but rather it starts with the language we use and the education we provide, as words, as the words we use not only shape the stories we tell, but also shape the world we live in. So if we teach young people to speak, for example, of the earth with respect, to think critically about sustainability and to act with compassion, we're not just protecting the environment, rather we are re-imaging what it means to be a human. Yes, thank you so much, and I hope that the that you find the topic interesting. Thank you so much.